Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people featuring Real World Dar.
It's me.
Millennial Aaron.
Hi.
And not so silent Bob.
I am still here.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. In today's episode, we're talking about what's the worst trouble you got into as a kid.
Oh boy.
We're all
giggle,
looking.
Giggle, giggle.
This was not hard for me because I know
you
it.
Remember.
I remember the one that I got in the worst trouble.
Oh, I'm excited to hear. Okay, so we'll
Should
start.
I start?
With, well, we got to introduce Aaron.
Oh, of course.
Hi, I'm right here.
So our guest millennial for this episode is Aaron. And Aaron and I go to the same church.
Yes.
And I absolutely adore her. And when we knew Jen was leaving and Bob was like, Dar, you need to find the Gen Xers. I don't know that many people. So I immediately thought of Aaron and her personality. Bubbly, excited, a go-getter, a doer, a great cook. She cooks a lot for the for our
Well, my kids will disagree, but okay.
Well, she makes good food that I've experienced. Okay. But just an all-around amazing person. So happy you're able to join us today.
Thank you. I was excited when you asked me to come. In
first shell shock.
Like, I was like, do you know I'm not funny at all? Like I stutter. You don't want me here.
No.
And then
I love
Kurt's
it.
Like, your mom's gonna be famous. She's going on a. What is this called? Like an
podcast.
Okay.
Kirk is her husband.
Yes, Kirk's my husband. Yeah. And we have a combination of six kids together. So that's always fun. They're from driving to entering middle school. So it's fun. It's challenging. And we laugh, even if we don't always get along. So that's good.
And then you are from the local area?
Yes, I grew up here since I was five. So
okay. Very cool.
Pretty much.
Nice. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. All right. Am I opening? Am I starting?
Sure.
I think I'm starting. Okay. So I was an angel, so I never got in trouble.
Okay.
Yeah. As I flutter my eyes. But I really didn't get in trouble. I was in a unique situation because I was the only child of my mother. And so... But I lived under the household with my mother and her siblings. So my grandmother and my mother pretty much raised me. And so I had all the privileges of being the only child. Like, don't touch her. She can do no wrong. But I also had all the benefits of having siblings. Like, my mom's youngest siblings are twins. And they were only 2.5 years older than me. So I had people to play with.
Right.
And then people to protect me, like my mom's other siblings. And so I really didn't get in a lot of trouble. And if I did, I had a strategy. So I would cry before the trouble, before I got in trouble. So
that was like the only child
tears.
Cry. Yeah.
I just start crying. So I would always cry to avoid. We had whoopings. We had whoopings. So, yeah, before anything happened. So I got through my adolescent years unblemished for the most part. So I always watched everybody else get in trouble. But my mom used to say, nope, don't touch her. Don't bother her. She's fine. So I was privileged in that way. But I did have an incident when I was a teenager. Yeah, I skipped school.
Uh-oh.
And my boyfriend was over.
Oh.
And my stepfather came home early.
Stop, I have teenagers.
But we weren't doing anything. I don't think we were doing. We were behaving for the most part, but
just not where you're supposed to behave.
I skipped school. And at least I went home and skipped school. I wasn't somewhere else skipping school, but my boyfriend was over. But I didn't get in major trouble, but I was embarrassed more so than anything that I disappointed my mother. So mother and my stepfather at the time.
That's the hard cue.
Oh, man.
You know, the disappointment line.
Like to look into her eyes so and good. Have to be accountable like that.
Yeah,
so that was a tough lesson, but yeah, that's my behaving bad story.
You want to do the next one?
Okay, I will do this.
How many you got, Aaron? I know you got like.
I got to stick into this one, okay? Because I thought about a couple of them, and I'm like, no.
Not disclosing that one.
We're not talking about that one. So I am one of six children.
Where are you in the six?
I am the third.
Okay, in the middle.
So I have two older brothers.
Okay.
And then there's me, a girl, a boy, and then my baby sister.
Okay.
And we had like tree forts. So the house that I grew up in, my husband and I purchased.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah, so all those things wanted your parents to fix when you were a kid, you now get to do it.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's a bit of a nightmare, but it's okay. It's okay. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. So we used to build, like, tree forts all the time. Like, there's, like, five different trees that had, like, little platform forts in it.
Oh,
and
nice.
And my baby sister was afraid to jump out of the tree fort. And I'm like, it's not that high. Okay,
I wish you all can see her face and her neck rolls.
Come on, you could do it. You could do it. You could do it. And she wouldn't jump out of the tree fort.
How old was she, Aaron, at the time?
She was a baby, okay? She was probably, like, I don't know, six.
And you were?
Older. A lot older. And I'm like, oh, you are a chicken. And I just gave her one little shove. And I pushed her out of the tree fort, and she did not land on her feet. And she started screaming and crying. And
how dare her?
How dare her? Okay, so my sister, or my brother, I can't remember who, grabbed her ankles, and I grabbed her wrist, like, you know, put her arms up in the air like this, you know, like up in the air. So we carried her, you know, up to the house, and she is screaming the entire way. And I'm like, shut up, you're gonna get us in trouble, right? And she had a broken collarbone, and she passed out by the time we got to the house. And so, yeah, that was probably the worst trouble I ever got
into. I'll bet.
I mean, I don't actually remember getting into trouble, but I do remember, like, how bad that was.
Oh,
so.
My
You should
gosh.
Have been the last one because you had the best bet.
The best terrible kid story. I knew she would have a good one. We should have let her. She probably could come up with a second one.
Oh, no.
So
I can if you really need me.
Does your sister still talk about it to this
every
day?
Every Thanksgiving.
Oh,
it comes up.
Every Thanksgiving, it comes up, whether it's like, you know, like the kids bring it up or my kids bring it up or like my nieces and nephews. Well, you're the one who broke your sister's collarbone.
Oh,
know, the guys have heard about it from work. So they're all like,
you'll
never live that one down. Yeah. So that was probably the easiest one for me to talk about because
you hear about
it every
year.
I hear about it all the time, every year. I'm like, come on, people. How long are we going to bring up broke collarbone?
You survived.
Why didn't you land on your feet? If you would have jumped on your own, it would have been fine.
Because I had to push you.
Right?
What about you, Bob? I know you can't top Aaron, but do your
best.
Well,
I'm sure there's probably something I did worse, but I put it out of my mind and I don't remember it. I guess the worst thing I really got into was I always wanted a puppy. I always wanted a dog. And we lived in the city of Chicago. As a matter of fact, we live in what they called a two-flat. Mm-hmm. And it was one of these old-fashioned things where my grandma and grandpa lived upstairs, my aunt and uncle lived upstairs, my cousin lived upstairs, and we lived downstairs. And it was like my cousins were almost like brother and sister more. Mm-hmm. And so we were basically, I wanted this puppy, and there was a puppy available at school, and I lied. I said that I could have the puppy.
Oh, wow.
And I brought the puppy home and hid it in the basement.
Mom's not going to find that one.
And, right. It's not going to bark at all.
And my mom found out first. And,
like first day or how long?
It might have been a day later, but she found out. And then she tried to hide it from my dad with me.
Your mom
was
in cahoots?
With you?
In cahoots. And so she goes, she knew how much I wanted the puppy. And I mean, so anyway, my dad finally did find out, of course, very quickly.
Sure.
And he basically, you're getting rid of it. You're not going to keep it. And I remember crying. Aww. I don't know how I must have cried. But I'll tell you one thing that happened from that point on. I said to myself, and when I grow up, I'm going to have whatever puppy, cat, or animal I want, and nobody's going to tell me that I can't have it. And
how many dogs have you had?
You've had a dog almost all of our life and a cat at the same time. Uh-huh. And I've had a bird, although that didn't last long because the cat got it.
That's that story.
We were allowed to have a parakeet. Mm-hmm. And we got the parakeet from when they were small, when they were babies. We bought baby parakeets. And they're really smart, intelligent animals. So, I mean, they would we let them out of the cage most of the time, except for nighttime. I mean, they would literally sit on, go on our kitchen table when we were eating, and they would nibble food off of our plates.
No.
They allowed that.
No
yes.
way.
Yeah. And one of the most terrible things that happened is this one was so, we used to show people how trusting it was. It would walk from room to room rather than fly sometimes. And we could take our foot and go like this, and it would just kind of crouch down. You know what happened? My mom stepped on it once. And I remember, I'll never forget that, because I was coming home from school, and something happened in my head where I felt something terrible happen.
Oh, before you got home?
Before I got home, mm-hmm. I felt something. Mm-hmm. And then I saw my mom, because we walked, mm-hmm. we were in the city. I saw my mom standing on the corner, which she never did, waiting for us. And so we both went down to the basement and both cried like crazy.
No.
But yeah, and every bird we ever had was called Corky.
Okay.
Corky one, Corky two, Corky three.
So the trouble was
The dog.
Okay, bring the dog.
And actually, what ended up happening is my aunt, who lived not too far from us,
She took the dog.
Oh, and so I got to see the dog.
Aww,
although she maintains, she says, that was the worst dog I've ever had. Cool.
I tend to bring home a lot of animals, and it makes my husband crazy, but... what the heck?
You're an animal whisperer.
Not really.
Yeah. And my wife didn't want a dog, but she knew that that was one of those things.
You promised yourself
that
to
was
do.
Yeah. She never. Matter of fact, she got me my first dog.
No.
Because I hadn't proposed to her. She thought I was leaving. Oh. And so she got me this dog
to keep you around.
And then I ended up proposing to her, and she got stuck with this dog, and she didn't like this dog.
Oh man,
that's funny.
Too funny. Well, I think Erin topped us all with her collarbone injury
so
to the baby sister story.
I know. I will never live it down. But that's okay. I deserve not to.
Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions that you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.